AircheckDownloads.com.
The following program contains material which some people may find offensive. If you consider yourself likely to be offended, then perhaps you'd like to retune to another frequency for the next 30 minutes. You may like to telephone your views about the program. Call 927-4364, prefix 01 if you live outside London. Your comments will be passed to the controller of Radio 1. Extracts may also be used in future programs. Standard British Telecom rates will apply to these calls.
Hello, Radio 1.
Smith?
Lewis Smith, yes.
Yes, it's head of everything at the BBC here.
Oh.
Look, a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Hold on.
For Christ's sake, will you please come back to bed, Bobby?
Yes, all right, I'm coming back there. Sorry about that.
Pardon?
Anyway, look here, now you've left Radio 4 to do a new series on Radio 1, haven't you?
That's correct, Mr. Controller, sir. Yes, I have, yes.
Radio 4. Now, that's a bunch of bohemian layabouts, if you ask me. Richard Baker, that frightful woman, what's her name? Marlene
Pease, you mean?
That's she, poor girl. Sorry to hear that.
No.
I didn't know. Anyway,
no.
We don't want any of that stuffy nonsense on Radio 1. Give me some dangerous radio. Do you hear me? Dangerous radio.
Dangerous radio. What do you mean, a radio with a back off and the live wire hanging down into the bath, sir? That sort of thing?
No. I mean challenging, vital, filthy, downright disgusting, offensive, dangerous radio. That's your brief? Dangerous radio. Am I coming across you on that one?
Yes, sir, you are, yes.
Good man, I like the cut of your jib.
Yes.
Like it.
Yeah. Yes?
There was one other thing, Smith.
Lewis Smith, yes.
Just make sure there's nothing libelous, risque, obscene, or political over the next 30 minutes. Keep it clean, safe and wholesome, fit for all the family. Got to think of the youth of today, so nothing dangerous, okay? Is that clear?
Nothing dangerous. You want a half an hour of dangerous radio that's not at all dangerous. I'll do my best, sir. I will do my best.
Good show, Smith.
Thank
good
you.
Show.
Lewis Smith, sir.
Lewis Smith, that's right. Yeah. You sound like a corporation man through and through.
Thank you.
Why not start it off with one of those Jive Mother songs? You know, lay a jig on the teenagers.
Jig.
Mustache now, off to snort a line of snow with...
Really, sir, I always snort Beecham powders myself. You don't get high, but you don't get colds or flu symptoms either. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, well, if I had a sense of humour, I'd understand that. Anyway, must fly. Cheerio.
Cheerio. Cripes, I'd better do what Sir says. Otherwise, he'll give me a good ragging. I'd better be all modern and hip and make my voice go deep.
Come on, everybody, on Radio 1. Clap your hands. Are you feeling all right?
Yes, thank you.
I said, are you feeling all right?
Mustn't grumble.
Are you feeling bad?
Well, not too bad, but the wife's been in hospital with women's bubble.
Get down. You're looking good.
Thank you. It's the cardigan. It's crinoline from the catalogue.
Gonna sing a song, and it goes like this.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, Christ. Oh, no, I've ruptured this old singing scat. I'm falling apart. Everything's gone. I'm getting too old for this Radio 1 stuff. Oh, no. I'm going home. Taxi!
Where to, Governor? To my luxury penthouse flat in York, please.
Oh, really? It sounds like a wacky place where anything can happen in the next half hour and probably will. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. I live there with my concierge, Mrs. Tribbley, and my whippet and a variety of other
interests. Yeah, well, that's a baby, but am I correct in thinking that you're using this taxi ride as a narrative device merely to set the scene and introduce yourself to new listeners?
Spot on.
Yeah. All right. Well, Fred, that's double time on the meter.
What?
If you're carrying a narrative device, I'm sorry, it's double time. Oh. By the way, do you mind if I turn my radio on?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Thanks. You're a sexy radio. I'm going to put my tongue down your throat, radio. Let's do a bit of mid-air refueling.
Oh,
I want to dress you up in flimsy nighty radio, and I want to suck. Oh, by the way, sir, I used to be in show business myself.
I'm not interested. Just drive me, you working class yobbo.
Fair enough, yeah. I used to be a singer, you know. My rendition of the Big Horse Song used to bring the house down.
Really?
Do you know the Big Horse Song at all, sir?
Piss off.
Fair enough. Yeah, the Big Horse Song. It goes like this. Maybe it's a big horse. I'm a Londoner.
Oh, my God.
Frankly, I'm not without disability myself, but I've got my pride. I went down to the DHSS and was offered multiple sclerosis, but I insisted I only wanted singular sclerosis. I'm not one to suck off the state, although I have to admit Christine Keeler and I got halfway through the cabinet before my teeth gave in.
I know what that'll be. That'll be the phone. Hello?
Oh, hello. What's that you say? You want me to do a voiceover for a television ad?
Oh, well, that's
it's the studio asking me to do a voiceover for an ad.
Worth £2,000?
I'm told it's worth £2,000.
And what's that you say? Be there at 10:30?
I'm told to go to Wardour Street at 10:30.
Hold on, me.
What?
I didn't say where it was yet.
I beg my pardon, me. I was reading ahead of the script. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, well, quite. Well, some voiceover man you are. That's why I'm getting £2,000. And you get £10 from the BBC because you're crap.
Yeah, but I can't talk butch. Listen, try new Laryngitis of the Throat for Men. Probably the finest tracheal infection in the world.
Yeah.
What do you think
about? All right, shut your mouth.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, thank you very much. I'll be there first thing tomorrow. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Next morning in the studio.
Okay, love, let's go for a take. Super.
Hold on, love. I've just got to evacuate my vowels first. Is that all right?
Then you go ahead, darling.
It's always the same first thing after a black coffee. Red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry.
I loosen up my vowels. Tricky because until this morning I haven't had a vowel movement for 3 days. Being a professional voiceover man, I only ever endorse products which I have personally tried and the efficacy of which I can guarantee.
Kitty Ken's cat food does wonders for your pussy. I've eaten 20 bowls this week so far. To date I've been mounted by next door's Tom, a cheetah and a jaguar.
I'm not a vet, but by wearing this white coat and stethoscope around my neck, you'll probably be fooled into thinking I am a vet, which suits me fine, because I'm getting a lot of money for this ad. Yes, I've eaten...
Okay, stand by for a take, Victor Love. We're just rolling back the tape.
All right, could you give me a cue, please? Give me a cue.
All right, we'll give you a cue. Hold on.
All right, just on the light. Tell me when to go.
Meanwhile, in the studio, I go for a take of my latest masterpiece.
Go for it, darling. Go.
I go for it every time.
She does. She goes for it every time.
I do.
You go for it too, don't you? You go for it every time.
I do.
Yes, that's right. In tests, 8 out of 10 lesbian feminists who expressed a preference about their lady partners said they preferred whiskers.
That's right, yeah. Preferably sticking out of a sodding great mole on my face. Yeah. It's a real turn on, yeah.
I'm angry about it being a
whiskers for feminists. Suddenly, and for some inexplicable reason, I find myself splitting into voyeurs. I find myself splitting into...
Four people and become the King's Singers.
Ooh. Which is particularly disturbing because I think one of them may be gay.
Do you want a crisp, Mrs. Tribbley? Give one to the Whippet. What is this on the video?
Later I find myself feet up, munching away at a packet of crisps and watching the television.
Well, look, I mean, this is not the Mary Mungo and Midge programme as I remember it. Is it the right video? Look, it says on the box, Sacrum Boys. Anyway, it's coming off. It really is coming off.
I do not take crack. But, I mean, not for kicks, I
do not take crack, but for kicks, I get high on Radio 4 Line entertainment shows. Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, Steve Race, all the greats, and Richard Stilgoe. So I tune into my Radio 4 announcer.
I do beg your pardon. I seem to have a touch of the... touch of the wind.
Oh, dear.
In half an hour, there's something god-awful. But first, 30 minutes of pure and unadulterated fecal matter masquerading under the name of comedy and starring Richard Stilgoe.
I like him.
Yeah, it was Victor Louis Smith, who did the music and the voices and wrote the script with Paul Sparks, who was just happy to be alive. Victor Louis Smith was produced by Victor Louis Smith, which sounds like incest to me.
Bet you thought we'd finished. Well, we have now.
Radio 1!
If you would like to express your views about the preceding programme, you may telephone 927-4364. Prefix 01 if you're outside the London area. Your comments will be passed to the controller of Radio 1, and extracts may be used in future programmes. Standard British Telecom rates will apply to these calls.
Aircheckdownloads.com.